Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. It's Pat over here. I'm returning your call.
Oh, hey, Pat. Great name you got over there, man. Yeah, it looks like you're returning a call. I left you about some capital and equipment, some pre-approval.
Yeah, you said something about I was pre-approved here up to 250K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me just, what business are you calling from, Pat? Let me pull up your file real quick.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chubby's Cheesecakes.
Chubby's with a E?
Chubby's with a Y. Chubbys.
Oh, Chubby's. I thought you said Chubby's.
No, Chubby's. Chubby's Cheesecakes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. It looks like I got your file up real quick right here. Yeah, what are you guys looking to bring on? Are you guys looking more equipment or capital or, I mean, even both?
You know, we're looking for some capital, actually.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we can do that for you. How much are you looking to bring on?
Looking to bring on probably would like to have, you know, the 250 that you were talking about.
Okay, that full amount then. What were you guys looking to do with that too?
You know, to help pay, you know, cash flow, payroll, pay for some marketing.
Okay, just kind of use it for everything then.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Buy a few pieces of you know, for the kitchen there.
Okay. Yeah. Just some equipment down there for the, you know, the kitchen for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The nice thing about us, you know, and that working capital too, is it's unsecured. So you know, you can use that, you know, for a lot of different things too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, any idea on maybe like a ballpark of a, you know, return on investment you'd be getting with this too, bringing on that 250K or?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, you know, hard to say. I'm just hoping I can bring in sales.
Right, it'd probably be you know, increasing that quite a significant amount, you know, with you know, bringing on that much capital, you know, improving business like that. Definitely. When were you looking to bring you know, do this by too? Are you just kind of returning the call, shopping around, or do you guys have a deadline?
You know, you kind of just caught me at the right time. I was we don't really have a deadline. I mean, we would like to get this done shortly, and you know, obviously we want to start making more money, so
Yeah, so as you know, as soon as possible, then probably, right?
Yeah,
and the good thing with us too, we have a you know, really fast turnaround. We do you know, funding within 48, and then, you know, typically a 24 with approval if it's a clean app, and you know, you get all your docs into me. But you know, to give you a better idea too, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year we did around 2.1.
okay, so yeah, pretty good year for you guys then.
Yeah, it was okay.
What's what are you guys on pace for this year?
This year we're on pace probably to do about the same thing. We're running flat.
Okay, is that just kind of like time of year, or economy, or you know, what's going on with that?
Well, that's the thing. That's why we want to get the money there.
Okay, pick up the sales a little bit and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see. Yeah, so you know, based on what you guys did, you know, last year with that 2.1, we'd probably be able to get you around that 250K. We take a percentage of what you do in sales, and then, you know, go ahead and unlock that for you as unsecured cash. So yeah, we'd probably be able to get you around that ballpark. You know, before we go any further, too, is that what you want, or more what you needed? You know, that way, in case we aren't able to get you that full amount of what you want, we can still get you what you need.
I think it's what we need.
All right. So, yeah, I'll put a note of that, too. We can try and get you that 250K as well. Are you the 100% owner down there, too, Pat?
I am.
Okay. And then how long have you been in business for?
Probably now, what is 2016? About 25 years.
Oh, wow. Have you you owned the shop down there the whole time?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you get in the industry? Family business, or did you just start up yourself?
You know, just love cheesesteaks, and, you know, I started making them, and everybody said I should sell them. Started with a small shop, and here I am today.
There you go. Have you looked into financing anywhere else with this, too, or you just kind of, I know you said you were turning my call earlier, but, I mean, have you, you know, been shopping around anywhere else for the 250 or any capital?
I haven't really shopped around, you know, talked to my local bank, which was Wells Fargo, but kind of just going off of, you know, like I said, it was just right timing. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a million of these calls.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You just happened to call me today, and I need it, so you're the first person I gave a call back here.
Perfect. What did Wells Fargo say, too?
Wells Fargo, it's gonna, you know, they require a lot of paperwork.
Right, yeah, probably pretty long process with that, too, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, I mean, I started it, but I haven't really got an answer back yet.
Right, I see. All right, I see how that is, too. Do you have any current loans out, any, you know, other ones, any capital or any maybe line of credit, anything like that out?
I don't have any capital loans or any type of lines of credit.
Okay, nice. You pay for everything pretty much like up front then if you ever, you know, need some financing?
Correct.
Okay, nice. And then what's your credit like, too? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My credit is it's pretty shitty.
Uh-oh. When's the last time you checked it?
About 25 minutes ago.
What was it like, too?
I would say like a 585.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's all right, too. You know, we have a bunch of different programs here. The good thing about us as well, we have programs that work with credit tiers A to D, too. So we still be able to help you out with that, too. You know, but based on the information that you give me today, we'd probably be able to help you out and get you that 250K. What's a good email for me to shoot you over some more info to?
A good email would be pat@cheesesteaks.com.
Okay. And then I'll shoot you over a one-page app. That's, you know, what we require for this working capital. It's a pretty straightforward, simple one-page app. And then along with that, it's just a few bank statements, a few months of those. And then with that, too, just your most recent tax returns so we can break down ownership and then your sales, too. When do you think you can get all this back to me?
Well, like I said, I'm still going to shop around first. So if I do decide to apply with you, I will definitely let you know. What's a good rate? What do your rates start off at?
Yeah, it just really depends on what program you do fall into, and you know what you do look or what you're looking to do with it, and you know, things like that. What you do look like on paper. Based on the information you have told me, though, I have been able to gather quite a bit. But if you go ahead and apply with us, we can get you some actual numbers where you can actually, you know, see what we can do for you. You know, that way, in the case that doesn't happen, then you know, I can't really give you any you know, actual hard numbers for you to you know, see how you can, you know, use that for your business.
Okay, but you don't have like a ballpark figure?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have rates that start from 0% and then, you know, as high as maybe 30, 40. It just really depends on what program you fall into. You know, your credit was all right, so you probably wouldn't be able to get that 0%, but you know, we still have a bunch of different programs and we can get you the best rate and program you do qualify for. So, you know, without applying, we can't really give you any, you know, specific rate, but yeah, it's a very simple process. If you just get that application into me, I can get you some, you know, some actual numbers for it.
Okay, yeah, I will let you know what I decide here.
Perfect. Just one more question for you too. What happens if you don't get the loan?
If I don't get the loan,
you have any like plan B or you know other options, or you just kind of?
Yeah, no, I think I'll get the loan.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we'll get it from somewhere. There's so many people calling me these days.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to give me the money.
Yeah, well, yeah, the other great thing about us, too, we have a match or beat policy, too. So, you know, wherever else you do get an offer from, we probably can get you some better terms and, you know, a better approval amount, excuse me. So, yeah, if you had any of those, too, we can go ahead and, you know, beat those for you, too, and, you know, do some business with you that way.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good time. Maybe I could give you a call back end of the week if I don't hear back from you and get you know, all those documents back in.
All right, that works.
All right, thanks for your time, Pat.
All right. Hey.